Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
We can say, Jesus, you are a provider until you really need. How easy it is to say Jesus is a provider because, you know, you got some money in your pockets that you can go buy what you want. But let that pocket empty. Can you still say, Jesus, you are my provider, even though I don't see anything? And that's what we want Celebration Tabernacle Church to do, to develop faith in God. And we don't go by what it? We don't go by what it? We go by what the Word says. So let's look in the Word. John chapter 15. Verse 1 through 5. Stay with me this morning as we go through the living Word of God. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Verse 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, is away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Okay? You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Look at verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you cannot do nothing. That verse, you need to underline that verse. Without God, you can't do nothing. Without God, you cannot what? Do nothing. Let's look at John chapter 14 now. Verse 19 through 24. Jesus said, do you trust me? Do you trust my word? Do you trust what I say? Let's read. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live, you also. That's true believers now. That's true believers. He draw a distinction because he lives. And so we do live. Let's look at verse 20. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father and you in me. And, oh, man, that's not playing church now. That's not playing church. Let's read it one more time. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. So let's just analyze that. If Jesus is in the Father, that's true. And if you and I is in Jesus, then we also in the what? Father. So Jesus and the Father is one, right? We say that. We know that. Then Jesus, the Father, and us is what? One. All right. So I want you to see now, don't play with Christianity. Don't play with your faith. Let's look at verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them. Now watch what. You are, when you go home today, read it again. And on the line, keep them. And ask yourself, am I keeping them? He said, he who has my commandment, which we do, but do we keep them? And keep them, what happened? It is he who loves me. So you can't say that you love God and does not do what he says. He will say, he has my commandments, and if he does not keep them, he does not what? Loves me. And it's clear to say, he's not in me. So we're going someplace with this here this morning. Okay, continue. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will what? Love him and manifest myself to him. So, we cannot see the manifestation of Jesus Christ with us unless we do what? Keep his word, keep his commandment. We have to keep his commandment. And when we keep his commandment, we have his what? Love. And when we have his love, then he manifests his presence to us. So we're gonna unpack all of this there this morning and see how we can do it. All right? Let's look at verse 22. Judas, not Iscariot, says to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? So he said, okay, that's a good question. How are you going to do manifest to us, the believers, and not to the world? Let's look at 23. Jesus also says to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home. Jesus answered and said, he said, how are you going to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus is going to give the answer. Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will do what? Keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our own with him. So that person has the manifestation of Jesus Christ and God. That's it. You remember? Jesus says, fall back. And she look. And she see nothing. She said, no, I can't. He said, yeah, fall back. No, I won't. We're going to see why we can't do what he asks us. Because he has not yet manifest himself to us. We don't know him. We have lips. With our lips, we say, there's a God. But with our heart, there's no God there. Far from God. And that's why we have problems. So we have to come into a place where we have what? The experience and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And know that he's there. Then if he says fall back, you just fall back. You know he's there. Okay, 24. He who does not love me does not keep my word. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Key here this morning. To say you love God and does not keep his word make you a what? A liar. To say that you love God and can't do what his word says is making you a liar. You cannot live a life of fruitfulness. And I'm going to say it to you. Write it down right here and let it get here. You cannot live a life of fruitfulness without the indwelling of the Father and the Son. You can't. It's impossible. This is our year of fruitfulness, and my life will be fruitful only when the Father and the Son lives in me. I have to live in the Father, and I have to live in the Son. And once I'm in the Father, and I'm in the Son, my life is fruitful. So I don't have to pray for my life to be fruitful. All I have to do is to make sure I connect. You see the difference here? This is why people get also put off with church. That you get put off with church. I don't see anything. You're not going to see anything until you do something. That's it. I ain't see God not working. Yeah, God is working, but you're not doing anything. God always working. But the reason why you're not seeing anything, because you're not doing anything. So the first place you have to do, you got to allow God to do you first. When you allow God to work in you first, then you'll see manifestation all around you. You want things changed? Then let God change you first. When you change, change happens. I'm praying for God to change. I'm praying for this to change. I'm praying for that to change. How many times we pray for situation to change? Well, the number one thing need to change is you. And when you change, then you change the situation. Teaching right this morning. Because we come here to learn so we can be okay, right? That's why we come and study. That's why I love my church. And I have to study the word because I have to study it in order for me to teach you it. And the more I study it, the more I learn. And the more I benefit. Okay? So just remember now, when I'm up here teaching, I'm teaching myself. I'm going to benefit from what I say here. I'm not going to say, oh, you need it, and I'm okay. No, I'm not. I need every word that I'm saying up here. I'm just going over it and over and do it. Let me go back to my point. You cannot live a life of fruitfulness without the indwelling of the Father and the Son. John chapter 15 verse 1 said, so let's see how this is true. This is true. This is true. John chapter 15 verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. So we know this is not the false vine. This is the what? True vine. So he declared now, I am not a false vine. I am the true vine. Now, let's look why in verse 2. Every branch in me that doth bear fruit takes away. You cannot be in him and don't what? Bear fruit. You can't be in him and not bear fruit. Because here why? He is not a false vine. He is not. And the branch that is hooked into the real vine produces. If the branch not producing, it simply means that's a false branch. That's pretending. Just let us be real people. Be real to yourself, man. Be real in this place and be real when you go out. Tell people, you know, I'm working on me. I'm working on me. Don't think I'm not God. I'm just working on me.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.